Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Republican Kevin Brady of Texas, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, went out of his way to make clear that he now believes that Congress should continue the subsidies which compensate insurers for reducing deductibles and other out-of-pocket costs for 7 million low-income people. Tax receipts were $60 billion to $70 billion short of what was projected at the beginning of the year. This was most likely the result of taxpayers delaying their tax filings in anticipation of big tax cuts. There's nowhere in the country where someone working a full-time minimum wage job could afford to rent a two-bedroom apartment, according to an annual report documenting the gap between wages and the cost of rental housing. Even squeezing into one-bedroom housing is affordable in only 12 counties located in Arizona, Oregon, and Washington states, according to the report by the National Low Income Housing Coalition. You would have to earn $17.14 on average to be able to afford a modest one-bedroom apartment without having to spend more than 30% of your income on housing, a common budgetary standard. Donations to foundations providing prostate cancer drug assistance have fallen off since the federal investigation began, according to industry officials, analysts, and charities. With the foundations less able to help patients, the drug companies decided to give away more of the drugs for free. Sales of the top two selling prostate cancer drugs from Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer dropped 14 and 11% respectively in the first quarter from a year earlier. Every $1 million donated to charities can lead to up to $21 million in sales compensated by insurance companies for drug companies, according to Citibank Research. More than a dozen attorneys general wrote to the EPA chief to vow a legal fight to block regulators from easing vehicle emission standards as the Trump administration wants to reconsider Obama-era regulations. Transparent pricing has been taking hold among a select group of retailers who say that it appeals to millennials, who often want to know not only the provenance of the goods they're buying, but also what exactly they're paying for. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.